of positive movement today. All three major indexes trading higher at this hour. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Hi, I'm Randy Crismore. 8 years ago, Knox County tax assessments were a mess. Some properties were undervalued, while many property owners were paying too much. In 2010, Kathy Lane became our assessor and brought diligence, expertise, and fairness back to Knox County. Assessments are now more fair and accurate. This means our schools, police, library, and fire department get the funding they desperately need. Positive leadership, positive results. Keep experience in the assessor's office. Vote for Kathy Lane Assessor.
Paid for by the committee to elect Kathy Lane. Hoosiers depend on doctors to listen, diagnose, and work to heal. That's what Dr. Larry Bouchon did as a heart surgeon, and he takes that same approach fighting for you. When President Donald Trump vowed to make America great again, conservative Dr. Larry Bouchon worked to fully fund our military, giving our troops the tools they need to protect our country and defend our borders. As a trusted physician, Dr. Larry Bouchon is fighting for health care reforms that keep doctors and patients in charge of healthcare decisions and keep federal government bureaucrats out of doctor-patient relationships. And conservative Dr. Larry Bouchon worked with President Trump to pass historic tax cuts that strengthen the economy and create more economic opportunity and jobs for the middle class. Conservative Dr. Larry Bouchon, making America more secure. On May 8th, vote Larry Bouchon for Congress.
I'm Larry Bouchon, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bouchon for Congress Committee.
Ladies and gentlemen, the moment you've been waiting for.
Scissors, please.
We're officially open!
Don't miss Dr. Jericho Quick's grand opening at Quick Vision, 2 to 5 this Thursday. Savings on frames, including State, Michael Ryan, Fish, and more. Dr. Quick hopes to see you there. Quick Vision, Willow Street, Vinson.
You love cooking for those you love? Good thing the GE Cafe series is made for those who love the kitchen. And unlike most family members, the GE Cafe dishwasher is more than happy to clean up afterward. Now with mail-in rebate or online rebate, get a matching quality cafe dishwasher free when you buy three other select GE Cafe appliances. To find out more, visit RCS Superstore on Hart Street in Vincennes. Check geappliances.com/cafe-by-3 for details. Maximum redemption value $1,000.
The Ford Memorial Day All-Star Event is going on now at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. Time to save big on America's best-selling brand. Now through May 31st, get up to $3,000 cash back on 2018 Ford models like Fusion, Escape, Edge, or Explorer. Plus 0% APR financing for 60 months. Drive one during the Memorial Day All-Star Event happening now at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com.
0% APR financing available through Ford Credit. Not all buyers qualify. See dealer for details.
View Regal Furniture Facts at WAOVAM.com. Click on the Regal Furniture Facts button and learn helpful tips on decorating and buying furniture from Greg Risley of Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bussrin, downtown Vincennes.
Tune in to Knox County Today here on 97.7 FM WAOV. This is Ed Ballinger. Join me each weekday morning from 10 until 11:30 for Knox County Today, brought to you by Cantwell Service Center at Washington and St. Clair Street to Vincennes, by Cantwell Shortstop on Kimball Road to Vincennes, and by Cannon's Furniture in Lawrenceville. Knox County Today is where your friends and neighbors meet. Listen right here on 97.7 FM WAOV, brought to you by Cantwell Service Center, Cantwell Shortstop, and Cannon's Furniture.
Vincennes City Police invites you to Neighborhood Watch Meeting. Here's another community event on WAOV. Vincennes City Police Department's inviting all local residents to attend the monthly Neighborhood Watch Meetings at 5:30, first Monday of each month at Jamestown Apartments. If you have any questions, contact the Vincennes Police Department at 882-1630. Again, that's monthly Neighborhood Watch Meetings, the first Monday of each month at Jamestown Apartments. Call 882-1630 now for more information.
Weather forecasts presented by the YMCA of Vincennes, offering swim lessons year-round for youth as well as private lessons. The class is for age 3 and older, and private lessons are for any age. It can be scheduled by contacting Tiffany Pets at 812-895-YMCA.
Your 97.7 FM WAOB weather forecast. Sunny this afternoon, highs in the mid-70s. Clear tonight, lows in the upper 40s. Sunny tomorrow, highs in the mid-70s.
Clear tomorrow night, lows in the mid-50s. Wednesday, partly sunny. 30% chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Look for highs near 80. That's your weather forecast from the talk of the town. 97.7 FM, WAOV.
Welcome to Ask the Designer with Greg Grizzly here on 97.7 FM WAOV. Greg grew up in the furniture business, officially joined Grizzly & Son Furniture back in 1974. He's co-authored a book entitled Preview, won the Century Furniture Outstanding Designer Award. Greg was named to Who's Who in the World and joined Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery in 2013. And he's on the radio every Wednesday at 3 p.m. here at 97.7 FM WAOV.
And good afternoon. It is the Ask the Designer show. I'm Cher Elliott of the original company radio stations, and thanks for tuning in again today. It is Monday, the 3 o'clock hour, and you know that's where the cool kids hang out. Greg Grizzly's here in the studio with me today, and Greg, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, always glad to do it. Beautiful day out there today.
It is.
I really would have rather gone fishing than come here today.
Yeah, me too. I like to fish. I like to bait the hook. I can bait the hook. I just can't take the fish off. I mean, they're kind of slimy.
That's not too bad.
No. We have some special guests in the studio
today.
We do.
We've got guests in the studio today. I have my Broyhill representative, Sherry Lusardi, with us today, and her supervisor, Mike Griffith. Both representing Broyhill Furniture. We're going to talk about some of the new things coming out and some of the good old Broyhill things that we all know and love. And I think it's exciting. You know, we're always nice to have people in for interviews and things like that because they obviously know more about than I do. So.
Broyhill, what a great name. You know, it's tried and true and trusted for many generations. And it's just one of the great brands that you're able to carry there in the store. And let's remind listeners, the store is?
At 102 North 4th Street, corner of Bustrin and 4th. Big red awning around the outside, so it's real easy to find.
That's right. Regal Furniture has been around several years now and just continues to grow and become stronger. And a lot of the product lines have just become so awesome in the store. I mean, I've seen it transition so much in the last couple of years, and just Broyhill is a great name and a big seller there in the store, is it not?
Yes. We're happy to have Broyhill, and we're happy to have Sherry and Mike with us today. And, you know, so it's exciting, you know, because they've just come back from the spring market, the home fashion show of the world in High Point, North Carolina. And so in a little bit, we'll be talking about that. So we want everybody to stay tuned and listen up, and they'll learn some new things today.
Awesome. Well, like I mentioned, it is Ask the Designer at the 3 o'clock hour, and it's the live local hour this week, as you know. 3 o'clock on Mondays, it's us here with Ask the Designer. We got bumped for a couple of months because of the Cardinals baseball having games on Wednesdays, and that's okay because they're my team, and I'll let them bump me. Tuesdays, of course, is the Mark and Mark show with a lot of trendy things going on and what's going on here in the community. Thursdays are the Lawyer Show with Jeff Cobb and Dave Rolligan, talking about lots of good topics. And so we like here at the Original Company to work with our community, and we reach out during our local hour to do just that. And again, a big thank you to all of our listeners. You know, each time I seem to be going out in different places, I hear more and more people say they hear us, and we appreciate each and every one of you that tune in each week. We have lots of fun on this show, and hopefully Sherry and Mike will enjoy it with us too. So we are going to talk about Broyhill, some of the new stuff that's coming out. And did you bring a recipe today, Greg?
I did.
All right. Well, if you guys, I love food. I mean, obviously, if you look at me, you can tell I like to eat. But Greg always has a really good recipe for us. And we try to have a few questions from listeners that come in as well. So we have a lot of fun in this. We say hour, but with the commercials, it's not quite an hour, but the time flies by really quick. So hopefully you guys have a great time here as well. So, Greg, let's get down to business. Let's talk. Do we have anything left to wrap up from planting from last week? We've been talking about planting gardens.
No, we've finished up with containers and the container gardens and everything. Now's the perfect time to get started and turn your patio, your little picnic table, picnic area, picnic table, deck. You know, you don't need a 2-acre garden. Matter of fact, most people can't even contend with that. Yeah. You know, it's enough to keep a few containers going, tomatoes and some fresh herbs and things, just perfect. You know, it's great to have the fresh herbs to cook with. And, you know, the tomato plant, sweet potato plants are really pretty in a container because they kind of billow out over the container and grow the ground. And in the fall, you've got, you know, maybe a couple bushels of sweet potatoes in there, and you put it in a cool, dry place, you've got fresh sweet potatoes all winter long.
Yeah, yeah. I was looking at containers and what I have for my patio, because I live in an apartment now, so I'm kind of feeling bad. I can't landscape. I can't garden, that kind of stuff. So Greg's been helping me figure out how I can do the things that I want and still live in my apartment. So we're figuring it out together. But so
she loves tomatoes. I do love tomatoes. That's an easy fix.
I do. All right. Well, what we'll do is we're going to go into our first break a little early. So when we come back, we got plenty of time to talk with Sherry and Mike about Roy Hill and the new items for the spring and summer. So be sure and stay tuned, and we'll be right back with them.
Memory Motorplex, inviting you to our annual cruise in with Hoosier Cruisers, Saturday, May 12th. This event also kicks off our annual 500 extravaganza sale with great savings on all new Chevrolet vehicles through race day. Savings on new Silverado trucks, almost $11,000 off, and 20% off MSRP on 2018 Cruises and Malibu LTs. Don't miss it. Saturday, May 12th, hundreds of prizes, including a new HD television. Memory Motorplex, Hart Street, Vincennes.
This is Doug Vantlin, your Republican candidate for Knox County Sheriff. The expectations, duties, and skills of the Knox County Sheriff are vast, and I am uniquely qualified. Under 4 different administrations, I have proven my ability to adapt and succeed under changing leaderships and scopes of work. I am prepared to take on all of the responsibilities of Sheriff. I love our community and intend to work for you. All I need now is your vote on May the 8th. Vote for me, Doug Vantlin, Knox County Sheriff.
Paid for by the committee to elect Doug Vantlin Sheriff.
Hi, this is Kelly Cobb Hopwood, and I'm running for Knox County Assessor. As a multiple generation business and property owner, I know how important it is to be trustworthy and fair to our entire community. I believe in hard work and dedication and treating people the way I would like to be treated. I will bring back kindness, integrity, efficiency, accountability, and excellence to the Knox County Assessor's Office. I am Kelly Cobb Hopwood, and I would appreciate your vote for Knox County Assessor.
Paid for by the committee to elect Kelly Cobb Hopwood Assessor.
Imagine that the light is brighter, that the water is wetter, that the elephant is bigger. Imagine that the time is out. Imagine your business advertisement here. You've been thinking about it for a long time.
Call WAOV Radio today and let us put you on the road to success. 1-800-876-0173.
And we're back here live in the WAOV studios, 97.7 FM, AM 1450, and NewsKnoxCounty.com. I'm Cheri Elliott of the original company, and it's Ask the Designer show today. And we have a treat for our listeners today, don't we, Greg?
Yes, we do.
We have some great people in here from Roy Hill that's going to talk about new and exciting stuff.
So. New and exciting stuff, and good old Roy Hill, you know, it's almost a household name. People will easily recognize it. You know, you feel comfortable with it. You know, it's a medium price point piece of furniture. They've got a long history of furniture making, you know, in the North Carolina area. You know, a lot of people ask if stuff's still made in North Carolina, and a lot of it is still made in North Carolina. And we're seeing a move furniture today. You had a feature not too long ago that talked about the furniture companies moving back to the States from off-site, off-group. And I, for one, am particularly glad to see this because that's going to make more jobs for people in the United States, and I think it's better for our U.S. economy. So, you know, things are really looking up in the furniture industry. I think that we saw a downturn in 2009. Now things are starting to come back up. We're seeing improvements being made. We're seeing companies more progressive and more counteractive like they were years ago, you know. We've had a few years where nothing much new was happening. Everybody was kind of staying status quo. But now it seems like all the different companies are bringing out new introductions and big new things and all like that. So, Mike, why don't you tell us a little bit about what's new at Broyhill this year?
Well, one of the things we had, Greg, was we had a new solid wood program that just came out. And that's new for Broyhill. That's the first time in almost 18 years they've had a solid wood introduction. And it's called Park City. Again, it is unfortunately offshore, but it's still the quality that you'd expect from Broyhill. It's got the floating construction. It's got a great finish. It's what they call a whole home collection. So we've got bedroom, dining room, occasional, and we've got some matching upholstery to it. So it was one of the hot sellers at market. We did very well with it. Placed it very well.
And since our listeners can't see the pictures I see, what finish is the Park City in?
It's a combination of the old attic heirloom, but a little bit more updated. It's got a little bit of gray hang up into the grain. It's relevant to today's finishes. We had talked earlier about the attic heirloom. It's still Broyhill's longest and oldest running bedroom suit and dining room suit, and it still continues to grow today. One of the things that I mentioned to some of our other Broyhill dealers is that the chairs that I sell in it, which are the hoop back in a black rustic finish, I sell those chairs almost 20 chairs to one table, because people are repurposing product. They're turning a door into a table and so forth. It's done very well, but the new stuff, the new product coming out is going to be dynamite.
Yeah, it looks good. I've seen some of the pictures, and Sherry had brought some pictures in earlier, and you know, and Sherry, what did you find most exciting at market?
Well, besides the Park City, and I just wanted to point out that it's actually a solid oak, which, gosh, we haven't got to see oak in a really long time. So to see oak redone was really great. I love fabrics, so I'm a fabric girl, and we had some great fabrics and introductions and really, you know, seating that you climb into and curl up on, and just everything that evokes a family atmosphere, and that's what, you know, really got me going.
Well, and I think that's the whole new thing today. You know, the young couples are starting to entertain more at home. The home's becoming the important place for people to be again. You know, we want those cozy, nice TV nights on a nice sofa, nice occasional tables, and things that we can use and not have to worry about them falling apart and knowing they're going to last. And so our investment in our home, in the furniture for our home, is valuable today.
Absolutely. Instead of traveling abroad, a lot of us are just spending more time in our homes and making it the luxury place that we like to go and visit. Why not just have it right there where you live?
Right. We talk about entertaining on the show because we have people call in or questions about how do you set a formal dinner table. A lot of people don't know that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't learn it growing up. So we help out with that. You know, interior designers, we do parties and things like that for people. And they say, well, how do you know how to do this? Well, you've learned it growing up. You've learned it in etiquette. You've learned it in school and colleges. And I think we're kind of going back to that time-honored, you know, home is the center of our atmosphere, the center of our lives, and where we're working. Sharon and I were talking about that last week, about how the home is more important.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you see more and more focusing on that. I'm house shopping as we speak, and so kind of the biggest thing is making sure there's enough living space for everybody to come in, be cozy, welcome, you know, nice furniture, get it all to fit, and entertain, have family there for holidays, those kind of things, and just friends. But, it definitely, you're seeing that in all age groups, I really think. I think travel's just down for the most part against all age groups. I mean, not that that's bad or anything, but there's still plenty of travel, but I think it's more of a focus on the home and the family these days.
Sure. And when you're creating that, that living space, we had this great product. I thought it was really neat. It was these cube ottomans, and you could cover them in really fun fabric and like put two cubes in front of your cocktail table. And so it was just like a quick pull away and, hey, here's an extra seat for that unexpected guest. Yeah. And that was fun to see.
Now, fabrics, I'm all about color.
Yeah.
So what's the trend? What did you see?
Definitely navies.
Navy.
Definitely. Well, really, all shades of blue, for that matter. And then emerald green is coming on pretty strong. So I figure that cranberry's just right behind it. So we're going back
right
to the
around,
jewel tones.
Right around the corner.
Yeah. Jewel tones of the 90s, I think they're coming back. back.
That takes me back to the first wallpaper I ever put up. So.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Wallpaper.
Was it Waverly?
No. I don't remember. I just remember how much of a nightmare it was to take it all off when that phase was over in my life. So, but those colors have always been my favorite. Emerald green is my favorite, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there was a great buffalo check that everybody loved. It was a natural and black buffalo check that was done on a accent chair with an ottoman, but I think it would look great on a sofa, like a tight back sofa with a black leg. It'd be fun and updated.
We have lots of people looking for checks and plaids today. You know, they go, where's the plaids? And until recently we didn't have any at all. There weren't any anywhere.
So that's
kind of new, Cher.
So patterns are coming back as well.
Definitely. We saw a lot of patterns go on the entire sofa. So, you know, it started subtly like with a small stripe, but then we had a sofa done in a window pane plaid. Oh. So the entire sofa was made that way, plus then a pattern pillow. And then, like I said, the buffalo check, and I'm sure florals. They're coming. Right with the burgundy.
We've got botanicals that we sell a lot of botanical fabrics out at this market. So
that'd be nice.
You're starting to see those patterns and colors coming back, and I'm excited for that because some of the furniture in the past has been pretty dull.
Yeah, so the furniture pieces themselves haven't been exciting. It's taken accessories to make it exciting.
Yeah.
And I think when you have exciting furniture and mix it with exciting accessories, then it's even a bigger story in the household, you know, and the rooms that are blending together. We're getting more design jobs where people are coming in and say, we want to do everything, you know, make sure you have all the right accessories to finish the room when the furniture comes in and so on. So, it's a good move for the right direction.
We've talked before about how you could just kind of spruce up your house without having to totally redo a room or whatever, but that you add that splash of color with just accent pillows and accessories. And so now it sounds like those are going to become the more solid tones, and then you're going to go with the print furniture. So I think that's kind of neat.
Yeah.
Very
absolutely.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Very exciting. And I like the bright. I mean, as you can tell, I've got hot pink on today. So I like those bright colors as well. But so that's neat to kind of freshen it up for spring.
Right.
And
exactly.
I like that real well. Are you seeing them do that with all pieces of furniture, that everything's a print, or are we looking at one, like the focus point being the sofa and then the chairs and ottomans being a more solid?
You know, I even saw an upholstered headboard. We have a new upholstered headboard program, and they're offering a print as one of the fabrics to put on the headboard. So I think it's going to slowly just kind of take over everything. Of course, it was on accent chairs, and like we said, it started to go onto the sofas. So the upholstered headboards are next, and, who knows from there.
Yeah, the one thing that we noticed that the sofas are still the dominant piece, and a lot of people are putting multiple chairs in. Just as Sherry had mentioned, and when you have more seating, it allows the room to kind of flex, ebb and flow with guests, and that's the one thing that we're really seeing is our chair lineup, personality chair lineup is second to none. So we're really seeing a lot of consumers look in that direction.
Are they looking? Are they staying with the more recliner dad big chair, or are you seeing a lot of more firm wing back? What's the trend right now?
Everything. Honestly, everything. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of the throwback to the mid-century look and things that we haven't got to see for a really long time. But then the classic chair, we have a great chair that has the Queen Anne leg on it. So a lot of people, younger people don't even know what the Queen Anne leg is.
Right.
And it's a little bit more exaggerated. And we put it into a chair, plus we put it into a settee. And it's like this fun, fresh piece that people don't realize is actually, been
retro.
Around for quite some time.
Yeah. Retro, yeah. Right? Vintage. Or is it vintage?
Yeah,
is that what we want to use?
Whatever you want it to be.
There you go. That's awesome. That's great.
They're looking for vintage, it's vintage.
Right? Yeah, right. That's right. I'll call it vintage for them.
That's right. You just have your note card and you look at the age of the consumer. Okay, that's what we're going to use. But any other exciting thing that stood out to you?
Well, let's take another break and we'll...
Okay.
Have them stay tuned, and we'll tell them some more after the break.
All right. Stay tuned.
97 WAOV News Desk. I'm Tom Lee reporting. Vincennes police arrested two men following an overnight stabbing reported in the 800 block of Upper 11th. Officers have charged 34-year-old Sean Brown with battery resulting in serious bodily injury in the reported stabbing. The other arrest was of 43-year-old Randall Bilski. Bilski faces charges of battery and possession of marijuana. Vincennes City Police are still actively investigating. The Knox County Development Corporation has closed in on the purchase of more land for expansion of the U.S. 41 Industrial Park. The recent purchase, part of 160 more acres of property, the KCDC has added to the park in the last 5 years. The need for park expansion was caused by the location of Far Best Foods and other businesses on the original property. All Vincennes City government offices will be closed on Election Day tomorrow. Today and tomorrow, recycling will be picked up today. Tomorrow and Wednesday, trash will be picked up on Wednesday, May 9th. The city collection site on Old Terre Haute Road will not be open tomorrow, but reopen on Wednesday. And Washington City departments also be closed for tomorrow's Election Day. More news available anytime you want it online at newsknoxcounty.com. I'm Tom Lee, 97.7 WAOV News.
This is Hoosier Ag Today's Monday Closing Farm Market Report, a sharp sell-off to start the week. The update brought to you by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. 800-708-CORN and seedconsultants.com. Longer-term forecasts indicating there is a very good likelihood that all of the crops will get planted in a timely manner, so the markets were under pressure all day long. July corn down to $4.75, a nickel and a half lower. September 408.5, down a nickel and a quarter. And D's 416.75, down 4.5. Beans sharply down. July 10.11.5, 25.25 lower. August also down 25.25 at 10.14.75. November 10.18, down 19.25. And July wheat loses almost 15 points, 5.11.5. June live cattle also weak, 105.17.87 lower. June lean hogs up 65 at 74.17. I'm Andy Eubank, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Free food, free bingo, free prizes, and free information from over a dozen health and wellness businesses under one roof. Come to the Davies County Health and Wellness Fair this Thursday at the Antioch Christian Church, located on Highway 50 in Washington, from 9 to 1 Eastern.
An intra-county baseball team hits up the WAOV sports calendar. I'm Tom Lee with the WAOV Radio Sports Beat. Vincent Trevay baseball team at South Knox at 5. You can hear the game right here on 97.7 WAOV. Trevay golf team hosts Evansville Day School. Trevay tennis team at West Vigo. South Knox golf team at Sullivan. South Knox tennis team hosts Day School this evening. The South Knox, North Knox, and Vincent Trevay track teams will be in the Blue Chip Conference meet. That'll be at Northeast Du Bois. Field events only today. Running events take place there tomorrow. North Knox golf team at Linton and White River Valley. North Knox softball team will host Lagodi. Sectional tournament action. Vincent Lincoln will play game number two on Memorial Day at Hill Field. That will be on Memorial Day versus the winner of a game on Wednesday, May 23rd, with Pike Central playing Washington. North Knox and Eastern Green will play on Memorial Day at the Southridge 2A Sectional. Wednesday, May 23rd, it'll be Linton and South Knox in game two. Revay will play Lagodi. That'll be on Memorial Day at Lagodi. I'm Tom Lee. This community event on WAOV, presented by First Vincennes Savings Bank. Your community, your bank. First Vincennes Savings Bank, member FDIC. Memorial's Caring Hand Senior Services in Jasper supports an Alzheimer's disease and dementia caregiver support group on the first Wednesday of each month. That'll be from 6:30 to 8 p.m. That's at the lower level of Memorial Hospital in Conference Room A at Memorial Hospital in Jasper.
Your forecast is brought to you by Premier Landscape and Design in Vincennes, offering professional landscape designs from simple to elaborate. You'll get the highest quality service and materials. Call Premier Landscape and Design today or stop by the Garden Center between the tracks on North 6th Street, Vincennes.
Your 97.7 FM WAOB weather forecast. Sunny this afternoon, highs in the mid-70s. Clear tonight, lows in the upper 40s. Sunny tomorrow, highs in the mid-70s. Clear tomorrow night, lows in the mid-50s. Wednesday, partly sunny. 30% chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Look for highs near 80. That's your weather forecast from the talk of the town. 97.7 FM, WAOV.
And welcome back to Ask the Designer. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company Radio Station, and thanks so much for tuning in. We're here each week at the 3 o'clock hour on Mondays through the end of May, at least through the end of May, until we know for sure what the Cardinal schedule is in June. But we are so glad to have you tuned in here. You can listen to us a couple different ways, 97.7 FM, AM 1450, and newsknoxcounty.com. You can click on the Ask the Designer logo, and it takes you to our page. We have the Listen Live button, and we also record these shows, so you can tune in and listen to them if you aren't able to tune in on Mondays. So, Greg, we have very much enjoyed our guests here today, and
yes,
we're learning a lot.
Yes, I want to thank Mike and Sherry for coming over and doing this, taking their time to do the show with me today.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you traveled in from Dayton, is that correct?
That's correct.
So it's a little bit of a drive, but we're so thankful for you to be here. We love hearing these new trends and styles that are coming out, and I love the idea of all the color. So very exciting. Greg, what was it that you wanted to ask them when we came?
Okay. Let's talk a little bit more about the oak, Mike, and the oak story, because people, you know, for years have had oak, and it's been non-existent in the marketplace for a while, other than, you know, the attic heirloom from Broyhill. So I think we need to let people know that the oak's coming back, and you want to talk about some of the new things, new finish, because I know there's a new finish, too.
Right. We talked to, about the new collection, which is called Park City, again, solid oak. And that is the story. Solid oak is almost forever. When a solid oak story, it can take a lot of abuse, a lot of use, and it just is resilient. So we expect that finished, that whole collection just to be another very similar to Attic Heirlooms, which is still our best-selling bedroom suit, dining room suit that Broyhill has for 20 years. It's still one of our best sellers.
Yeah. Well, and we have people that talk about it all the time. You know, they walk in and say, I have attic heirloom. So,
We still have many, many clients come in and at your store and will say, can you match this piece and so forth? We have those. Many of the same original pieces are available, so which is good.
Yeah. I did this for a customer in Robinson not too long ago that had some attic heirloom pieces and even the sofa table, and we got it in for them, and it worked out just great. So.
Right. We've got, for that customer that wants to special order, do something, order something that you may not have on your floor, but they've seen it in a book or when they visit your store, we have a lot of inventory that can be shipped out of North Carolina relatively quick and fulfill that customer's needs.
And let's talk to people about shipping time and so on like that. A lot of people don't understand that there are some companies that inventory and some companies that don't. But most of your pieces are inventoried. I've never had a real long delay on anything coming from you. Do you try to do a 4-week turnaround, or what's in the mindset of the company on that?
Right, that's pretty close, Greg. And we try to keep the majority of all the wood product, which is tables, anything that's made out of wood, from bedrooms, dining room, and occasional tables. We try to keep that in inventory. And basically, when you place the order, it's a matter of just several days before it actually ships from the factory. And the biggest issue or time that you'll have is usually transit, and that's just a carrier coming over to this location. But we put a lot of emphasis on inventory. We commit a lot of dollars to inventory just to fulfill the customer's needs that they might have and dealer's needs.
Right. That's wonderful. Now, one of the new things that we're seeing this summer is the new laws with the trucking and everything. And some of the guys that are delivering to us are saying, boy, I'll tell you, we're worried about a delay that shipping instead of 2 weeks is going to go to 3 weeks. It's going to be in transit a longer period of time. Are you anticipating this as a company?
Greg, yes. That is a absolute real thing. And we've experienced it from all the guests that we had at market. Many of them were talking about this traffic. And I spoke to several of the regional VPs on truck lines, and they've expressed the same thing. Because of the laws, the drivers are limited to how long they can stay on the road. So it is going to extend those delivery times. And it's another profession that they're struggling to fill those jobs and those needs. And as this country goes to a internet-based purchases and so forth, it puts even more stress on this whole delivery system that we have now. So they're in the process of hiring new drivers and getting new equipment to stay up with the demand.
Right. Now, Sherry, you're their color person.
Yes.
You get excited about patterns and everything.
Yes.
So besides the buffalo check and the plaids you were telling us about, what else did you see at market that you thought was really unusual and different?
As Mike mentioned earlier, botanicals were really big. We definitely saw a resurgence
of
botanicals.
I know what botanicals
are.
So
a botanical is usually...
Let's tell Mrs. Jones out there on the radio what the botanical is.
A botanical is generally like a singular shot of a tulip, you know, and it shows the whole stem and the leaf coming off of it, not like a bunch of floral... you know, kind of mushed up together, but more
not
singular.
Floral bouquets.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Okay. So, if that explained it, but, so we saw a lot of that. As I had mentioned before with the colors, you know, the navies and the burgundies and the, greens were really popular. We also saw that go across to leather as well.
Mm.
So like we have a new navy leather that's absolutely beautiful. And, you know, and it's not what you traditionally think of putting on a sofa, but really if you think about it, to see that sitting in a living room, it would be that piece that would, you'd walk in and go, oh my gosh, I never saw anything like that before. You know,
right.
A great Chesterfield with the buttons that are tufted on the back of the upholstery to see the navy leather all gathered in there. It's fantastic. So,
well, and I think, you know, as popular as gray is, you know, it's a natural, but the emerald green and the navies and, you know, like you said, the cranberries are sure to follow it.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's an exciting time because I think now, you know, we're seeing, okay, the neutral tones are okay.
Mm-hmm.
Color's okay. Now we're kind of opening that basket to where designers like me are going to have a field day because we're going to be able to run with lots of different color palettes
the
and
world,
have a lot of fun with it.
Yeah,
and Sherry's over there, her mouth's
watering.
She's looking for houses and she's ready to go.
I've already, you know, decorated any house four times over. So it's good. Yeah. And this is just all this color is just very exciting.
Yeah.
Very, very exciting.
But gray didn't go anywhere. Gray was still always in it.
Yeah.
Right. There was always those bright patterns and colors and things were always kind of paired up with gray. So,
well, I think they're taking the gray and the charcoal and, you know, your Park City, like you talked about, that gray finish, you know, and carrying it in. And with the grays, we need some of that color to perk it up, brighten it up a little bit and throw it in. But I really like the meld of the taupes and the grays and the charcoal, and we're kind of weaving things in and out of those color tones. It's very, and it's surprising because people that come in the store, some of the settings that we have the gray in, they go, I thought gray would be very cold looking. Actually, when you blend it in with the charcoal and the other taupes and so on, it can be very, very warm. And they don't, you know, and this is where your buffalo check comes in.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. You got to have a little fun in every room, right?
Right. Absolutely.
And there's an old saying, a little bit of black in every room as
That's
well.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So,
yeah. You
know.
Should always have a touch of black in every room.
Absolutely.
You know.
So make it a buffalo check.
That's right. Definitely a good thing. Definitely a good thing.
Well, Mike and Sherry, I really appreciate your time today. Thank you so much. And we're going to keep there. They're going to leave here and go over to the store and talk to the other girls over there for a little bit. We're going to finish up the show and then they're gonna be nice enough to stay and work with me later tonight, so I really appreciate it, and be anxious to see. I really haven't seen any of the new things we've talked about today yet, so they've kind of made my appetite increase about what I'll see later on this afternoon.
There you go. There you go.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for coming in, and stay tuned. We'll be back for more.
Or will strike your business, wreaking havoc on your employees, brand, and your bottom line. Spear phishing can't be stopped by traditional email security solutions because messages appear to be legitimate from your boss, a trusted colleague, or a vendor asking you to wire money, confirm login credentials, or worse. Barracuda Sentinel is artificial intelligence for real-time spear phishing and cyber fraud defense. Reclaim your email in minutes with zero impact on network performance. Visit barracuda.com/AI.
Ready for a new tractor? At LS Tractor, we'll tell you first to shop and compare. That's right, shop our competition. We're that confident that the LS Tractor combination of more standard features, better performance, and proven commitment to customer satisfaction deliver value that's unequaled by others. Want more tractor for your money? Look around. There's one that gives it to you. LS Tractor. Excel in your field. Learn more at lstractorusa.com.
Visit Zirkle Diversified Enterprises in Flat Rock and get more tractor.
Indiana.
In over three decades, 50,000 Indiana homes have been trusted to be window. Over 500,000 windows have been installed. Awning windows, garden windows, bay and bow windows, wood interior windows with complex grid patterns, economy vinyl windows, sliding or swing patio doors, four-section wood French doors, stunning entry systems, detailed siding, all with the goal of improving energy savings and quality of life for homes like yours. Buy six windows, get three free, and no payments for 12 months.
That's Favors Beam Window.
Talking on the phone is difficult if you've been exposed to loud noises over time. Combat veterans, factory workers, farmers, gun and motorcycle enthusiasts can have trouble hearing on the telephone. Relay Indiana helps return clarity to your phone conversations. A free service providing telecom accessibility, Relay Indiana allows hard of hearing users to have normal phone conversations through specially trained relay operators. Relay Indiana also provides free loaned equipment to those who qualify. Get the CapTel captioned telephone from Relay Indiana. Visit Relay Indiana.
The $1 down and then $10 a month deal at Planet Fitness is on now. Pretty sweet. That's $1 down and then $10 a month to be in the thumbs up emoji place. Yes, I just said thumbs up emoji. It means that you're in the judgment-free zone. That's $1 down and then $10 a month. Join in club or online at planetfitness.com. The world judges. We don't. Planet Fitness. Be free.
Join Vincent's judgment-free zone for just $1 with no commitment. Offer ends May 16th.
Annual membership fee applies. Participating locations only. See club for details.
And we're back here live in the 97.7 FM AM 1450 WAOV studios. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company, and thanks so much for tuning in again today. We have so much fun, don't we, Greg?
It's really a thrill, and today was really fun because we had two new people to pick on.
So. Yeah. They took it well, didn't
they? They did.
They
did real well.
They took it like a champ, yeah. But I'm glad Sherry wasn't too nervous whenever we went on live, so she did a great job, and I do enjoy talking to different vendors like that. It's nice to hear them be excited about their product because, you know, we're excited when we talk about it. But hearing that excitement in their voices after coming back from, you know, being at that show, that's awesome.
That's the international show in High Point, North Carolina, you know. So people say when you go to Furniture Market, they don't realize, you know, that show has 10 million square feet of space in it.
Oh, my goodness. That's a lot of display area.
Yeah, it's just mind-boggling. And everybody says, oh, well, you go to one building for lamps. And I go, no, it's all mixed up. There's not one building just for accessories. There's not one building just for sofas. It's all.
Oh, okay.
So it's really difficult to work that market because you have to really travel around and get to different showrooms to see what you want to look at.
Now, those kind of markets, I'm envisioning a couple of different things. I see maybe do the vendors set it up as a living room like you would in the store, or are they just marketing sofas and recliners or in one specific item?
Depends on the vendor. If they have everything, if they do sofas and tables, mm-hmm. then they will show the groups together like we do in the store.
Okay.
However, it's just a table company. You'll walk in and see just an arrangement of tables.
Have a technical difficulty here. Bear with us. Okay. How about, there we go. All right. Sorry about that. We bumped a button here. But okay, so I understand what you're saying. Like if they just specialize in tables, then they're just going to have that one particular
item. Groups of tables there. You know, if they just sell lamps, they'll have just shelves of lamps displayed that way. You know, if they do pictures, they have just walls full of pictures.
Okay.
You know, they have big hinge walls like that kind of open and close like doors that you move to look at pictures in some of the showrooms.
So, oh, wow.
You know, they have somebody stand there and they turn it and you see 8 or 10 pieces hanging on like a pegboard.
Yeah.
You know, and so on. So you have to look very carefully because it's hard to take all that in and realize, Well, that one down in the right-hand corner is just right for Mrs. Smith's living room. That's what she needs in that corner by her sofa. So,
yeah.
So it's really, people say, oh, it'd be fun to go to market. They don't realize the number. I mean, I've never recorded the number of steps that I've done at market, but I'm sure it would be mind-boggling.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So when you go to market, do you look for the store as a whole for a couple of seasons worth of furniture? Do you look for maybe a specific client, a combination of both? How do you do it when you go to market?
Combination of both. You look for clients that have specific needs. You look at the new things to see if it's right for your store or not. You know, on one of the breaks, we were just talking amongst ourselves in here, and, you know, Mike said it takes a while for it to get to the Midwest, and that's very true. We're usually about 3 years behind the cutting edge in New York City or in San Francisco. It starts there and then kind of moves to the middle of the country. So it takes some time for it to get here.
Yeah.
You know, I've learned over the years you don't jump on it. First thing, you wait to see if it's going to stay a trend, number one.
True.
It might be just a flash in the pan for a year. And if it's going to stay a trend, then you want to get on the boat and make sure you've got that product.
Excellent, excellent. So what new stuff have you been sneaking in the store here for us?
Well, we've got some new upholstery in.
Oh.
And we've got a sale going still on the flour sack towels, which is some of the people's favorite.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Lots of cute
and
ones in there.
I've got a sale on some of the little giclée canvases, the small pieces.
Mm-hmm.
That are appropriate for in a kitchen. People say, I'm always having trouble finding an accessory in a kitchen. Well, you know, some of these little giclées are herbs. Some of them are apples. Some of them are vegetables. You know, that gives you a nice little piece to put by a desk in a kitchen or on a sidewall, you know, where you've got a little bit of space, you need some color and something. Those are on sale right now. So that's a nice item. The other thing is we've got our happy birthday tablecloths back in.
Oh, yes.
You
those
know,
are beautiful.
And they've been out of stock for a while, but we've got those back in. And, you know, we are embroidering names on them, so you can come in and get one of those. So lots of new things and new bereavement. The girls have ordered some new chimes and some new lanterns that'll be in a few weeks. So, you know, always exciting things going on, new things coming all the time.
Yeah, that's what's great about the store, and especially the gift shop. You guys are always having new stuff brought in. Even, you know, in the middle of the season, you're still bringing new stuff in. So it's always fresh and new, and that makes it nice. And the other thing that is awesome, well, there's so many awesome things about the gift shop. But
Sarah, let me interrupt you 1 minute. We've got a lot of new galvanized pieces in.
Oh.
Pots and things, and Jane's doing some arrangements in some, and, you know, there's some baskets, wall-hung baskets and things like that that's in the galvanized look and things. So you're going to want to come in and look around. We've got some interesting things for you to see.
It's wedding season, so there's plenty of great pieces for that. And what's nice about everything there is there's a price point that works for any gift that you need and any budget you may be working with. And that's what's so great about that. You know, I can call you and say, you know, and I've done this before, I need something for the funeral home, and let you know a couple of ideas, or you shoot me a text and you tell me a couple of ideas, and then I tell you how much, you have it wrapped and ready and sent and delivered, and, you know, it's taken care of. No worries.
That's exactly the way we want it. We want to take care of you. We want to be your go-to place for gifts or furniture or design or, you know, unfortunately, when you need a bereavement.
Yes. Yeah. And you mentioned you want to be there for design. I still think people aren't aware that it's not that expensive to hire a designer to help you go in and just even buy just new furniture, let alone doing any of the painting or changing the look of the room or the total redo. It's very affordable. How can someone get a hold of you, Greg, if they would like some advice?
They can call me at 812-886-4444. Easy number to remember. Vincent's number, 4444. They can come into the store at 102 North 4th Street, ask for me. A lot of times, though, I am out measuring, so if you're going to come in, if you wouldn't mind making a phone call, then I'll make sure I'm there to take care of you and show you what you need and talk to you about what your needs are. Because if you walk in, I might be in Terre Haute or Indianapolis or, you know, hither, thither, and yon, majoring and doing stuff. So.
Yeah, yeah. And the other thing that's nice is that you're willing to work with somebody's schedule. If they need to meet in an evening or a Saturday afternoon, you accommodate whatever schedule that they have. So.
That's right. I'm going, like, Thursday evening, I'll be in Farmersburg for one appointment, and then I'm going on to Terre Haute for another appointment later. And, you know, because the people work, they need me to look at their homes at night and give them ideas. And so we do that.
Yeah. Just one of the many, many reasons why they should contact you and Regal Furniture. You guys are very customer-oriented.
We are customer-oriented.
And that's fantastic. That goes a long way, in my book, with any business. So,
well, customer service is the number one thing everybody wants today. It's number one in every survey that you see come out. People say, what's most important to you? It's not price. It's not a sale.
Right.
It's customer service.
Right, right. It's the service after the sale. It's the service before the sale. I mean, it's all very, very important. So we talked a little bit about what's new in the gift shop. What
right.
else is new in the store? You've got some new pieces.
There's some new pieces. There's some new window treatment stuff coming up, coming around. Matter of fact, one of our next few shows coming up, I'm going to have my rep from my blind company for an interview. So that's going to be good. And then on further down the way, I've got my Craftmaster rep lined up to do a little bit of a show with him. So we're going to have different reps and so on the show. So you want to be sure and tune in and hear about the new things right from the horse's mouth, so to speak.
Exactly, exactly. I'm excited with this new prints or fabrics that are coming out.
Right.
You know, like we said earlier, Broyhill is tried and true. It's a multi-generational name that we've heard in the furniture industry. So it's great, made here, mostly all the products here in the U.S. So like you mentioned, we're keeping those jobs here. So we really like to hear that.
Yeah, and to see the solid oak, that's a big, big undertaking. You know, we're just seeing solid wood furniture come out again, and it's really, you know, I used to sell it at Bicknell, you know, for years and years and years. You didn't have, if you had a veneer piece in, it was a price point for maybe a young married to start out with or something. But people that really wanted nice furniture were buying solid wood. So
yeah. Well, and it lasted.
Nice to see a comeback.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely that. So what else have you got going on at the store? Anything else new and exciting we want to tell listeners about?
Oh, there's always new and exciting things. You know, the thing, of course, you know, right now we're getting all our Christmas orders finalized for Christmas open house.
Oh my goodness.
So
Greg, it's just the beginning of May.
I know, but we shopped in January and in March, and now it's time to finalize and make sure we're going to have it for a Christmas open house. And I think we're going to do a Christmas open house a week earlier this year.
Oh.
So a little change of date on that, I think.
Awesome. You ordered me a lot of snowmen, right? Because you know how I love
snowmen.
Lots
of snowmen.
Okay, good, 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 good. You always have the best stuff. You know, I say that all the time, but I really, really mean it. You have the best stuff for Christmas all the time, everything. You know, it's so easy to walk in there and fall in love with a living room suit or a who can fall in love with a dining room suit? But is that Paula Deen set that's been in the window? Oh, my goodness, I love that.
Yeah. Well, and we've got a new set upstairs, and we ordered a new set just this week called the Litchfield. And it's a round table that has a splayed pedestal base on it, a little dressy, but you could dress it down. It's got four chairs that comes with it, and it does have a leaf, so you can open it up and make it larger. But it's really a beautiful, beautiful piece of furniture.
Very nice. Very nice. Anything else new and exciting you want to share with us?
Well, I'll know more after I see all these reps coming in. All the Broyhill reps and the Craftmaster rep and my window treatment rep will all be bringing you things to see that was premiered at the April show. So, you know, right now we're in a transition period, you know, our little recliner company that we really, really like has done a huge introduction into something brand new for reclining furniture. And that's all I'll tell you.
Oh my. All right.
And it'll be June before that really gets in the store, but we'll be sure and highlight it on the show when it's there.
Oh, okay. So next week you'll have some new stuff to share with me after you talk with the Broyhill folks again this afternoon. So that'll be good. I always like to know a little bit about what's going on before it happens. You know, I was never a good kid at wanting to have a secret or have surprises. I couldn't handle that. So it's not any better today. I need to know. I need to know. But all right. So we're moving along. We just have a couple more minutes here. What kind of recipe do you have for me today?
French toast.
French toast. Yeah. All right.
And it was interesting because I mentioned to the Broyhill folks, I said, you know, we've got the I do a recipe every week, and Sherry's like you are. She can't wait. She had to know what it was.
Good.
I told her it was French toast, and it had nutmeg in it because they asked what was unusual.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike said, boy, he said, you know, I don't that nutmeg, he said, it always floats on top. You can't get it to mix in. And so here's the secret.
All right, here we go.
In a small bowl, put your cinnamon, nutmeg, and sugar together and mix it up. If you mix the nutmeg up with the sugar and the cinnamon, it will help it go into the solution and it doesn't float just on the top.
Ah.
So you don't get those little brown specks on your French toast when you get done with it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I use about a teaspoon of cinnamon, a quarter teaspoon of nutmeg, sometimes an eighth depending on how fragrant the nutmeg is. Then 4 eggs and a quarter cup of milk. I use a half a teaspoon of vanilla extract, only I'm really generous with that half a teaspoon. I pour it and let it run over a little bit.
Okay.
So, you know, put butter in your iron skillet and whisk together your eggs and milk and, you know, all that business and your spices, the cinnamon and so on, and sugar that you already combined. And put it in a shallow container because it's easier to dip bread in that way, like a pie plate.
Okay.
Pie plate's real good for
instead of a big bowl
for French toast. Yeah.
Something a little more flat.
You know, and then just dip the bread in the egg mixture and fry the slices until golden brown and then serve with warm syrup. And, you know, you've got a hit. Now, I also like jelly on my French toast.
Jelly?
And I also like peanut butter and jelly on French toast.
Really? That's a different twist. I've not thought about jelly. Peanut butter, I can kind of see that, but jelly.
Well, you eat jelly on regular white toast, so what's the difference?
See, but I'm not. I'm a butter girl. Well, I mean, if you look at me, you can tell I obviously like butter, but I'm a butter girl. I don't like my sugar with my carbs so much. I like my natural carbs out of the bread. So,
but anyway, that's an easy French toast recipe and it's easy to make. And, you know, the whisk is the important thing, because that gets some air into the egg. So it makes your French toast lighter and not as heavy. A lot of times, you know, I've had some people tell me, well, my French toast is never this light, and they do their eggs with fork like you would for scrambled eggs, and there's no air much gets into them, so it makes a heavier piece of French toast. So, and I always use heavy, thick bread, you know, like challah or, you know, brioche or something like that.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, that explains, because I usually have a little bit of a soggy French bread or French toast. It's, you know, just saggy. It's not like when you go to Denny's or an actual restaurant or a decent restaurant where they serve it to you all nice and pretty. So that's my problem. My eggs are too thick. I need to whip them instead of beating them with a fork.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
See,
the rest of that story is put your bread out the night before and cover it with a cloth and let it just get a little bit dry. It'll absorb more of the batter and it won't lay on top and go into the bread, and it's better that way too, Cher.
Oh. There you go. The little things. All right. Well, it's time to wrap up. It's over again already, Greg. So be sure and tune in next week. You don't want to miss listening to more information from Broyhill. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next Monday.
That's it for this week's edition of Ask the Designer with Greg Risley here on 97.7 FM WAOV. If you'd like more information, go to Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 102 North 4th Street in downtown Vincennes, or call Greg at 812-886-4444 and Ask the Designer.
reports former Secretary of State John Kerry has been quietly promoting the Iran nuclear deal.
I don't think that we would take advice from somebody who created what the president sees to be one of the worst deals ever made.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders, the president says he'll